It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, right. Who's your agent?
What's an agent?
Ka-ching!
Were there orgies as well? Many, many men and women together?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Somebody says, oh my God, look out the window.
Welcome back to the big show. It's the Party on the Eights this coming Friday night. Hey. We want to see you out there at Bungalow Billiards in Chantilly. How are the Buzz Babes doing, Buzz?
Oh, they are great. They're excited, and they're very excited about their new costumes, which we're eager to see them in.
Now, later on in the broadcast today, we're hearing what you say to us.
Uh-huh.
You're saying to us you want to win more.
We're listening.
You want the playing field to be evened up a little bit.
We hear you.
Well, people in hell want ice water.
And that's why, Rob, you have to be nice to the listeners
sometimes. Oh, is my mic on?
That makes them come back for more.
Sorry about that.
The fact is, we played Power of 10, I guess the beginning part of last week.
Right.
And it was tough to get a winner. So we did it. We said we'd do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring it down again. The Power of Five.
Your chance to win $100 in only five questions.
That's right. The Power of Five will compel you coming up on
does.
The big broadcast. Tomorrow on the show, McLeod. Yeah, we're going to have Joe McLeod on
Good.
Wednesday because there's some movies coming out, including Pineapple Express and Hell Ride. Pineapple Express looks like it could be very funny.
Yeah, does. I like the clips. I love Seth Rogen.
Also, you remember that guy we talked to, Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer?
Mm-hmm.
He will be back on the show. He says he has more on the alleged Edwards affair.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to grill the guy a little bit and find out, how come we're not hearing more of this in the mainstream media? I'm very, very surprised. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday. Time for a special guest. We like Tuesdays.
Well, Tuesday's the best.
It's Tuesday.
You know what that means.
That's right, pedophile. Gonna have a special now, I'm sure he was enormous. Is he still alive, incidentally?
Jimmy Dodd, I don't think
Jimmy
so.
Jimmy Dodd, long
I'll
gone.
Out. I'll find out.
All right, well, it's Tuesday, and it's time for a very special guest. Take
Yay.
Off the Tuesday music, Robin.
If we must.
Time to cue the sex music.
Yes.
It's time to talk about a very special resort. And we have the general manager of that resort on the show right now. It's the Viking Exotic Resorts in the heart of the Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive destination, and we mean all-inclusive. We have the general manager who will be known as Jason X. Jason, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you today?
I'll tell you how I am. I went to your website, and I think it's just beautifully designed. And
it is a lovely website.
Nice. Well, thank you. I can't take any credit for the website, but hopefully it has some content that you like there.
Very yeah, classy. Well, there was interesting content. It fascinated me. And what this is, let me put this delicately. This, and we've got a commercial pitchman that can actually read excerpts from your website, Jason. And
okay.
I think you'll like this. To explain to our listening audience before we chat with you, Jason, from the website for Viking Exotic Resorts, here's a little piece and our own Buzz Burbank to share it with you.
Viking Resort is your erotic adult vacation destination. We are a fantasy vacation resort located on a tropical island in the Caribbean with a full staff of the world's most beautiful women. Vikings presents an unparalleled adult vacation experience. Imagine an executive retreat that allows you to have an unforgettable time with beautiful exotic girls tending to your every need.
There it is, Jason. Boy, oh boy, sounds like fun to me. How long has the resort been in existence?
Well, the owner's been doing this for about 10 years.
10 years of fun and sun.
Wow.
I know you've been like on Playboy TV. You've had a lot of these TV shows come down there. The first thing, let me get this right out of the way, okay, Jason?
Okay.
White slavery. No chance. No chance of any of this, right? Please tell me this.
No chance of everything. You know, the girls, I don't say they want to be here just as much as the guys do. They're here because they want to be here.
And they get paid a lot of money, I would imagine, too, right?
Well, compared to where they normally live, I have a feeling they get paid a sizable sum of money in comparison to their normal
Where do they normally live?
Good question.
Well, the girls are split about 50-50. About half come from Eastern Europe, primarily Russia and Ukraine, and the other.
We're just giving the Eastern European women a little round of applause down there. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, most of those countries that can't get into the EU, so, you know, they need a little financial incentive there.
Sure. And then the rest of the girls come from where?
South America, almost always Brazil.
Ooh, Brazil!
South American. Way.
I looked at the website, and the first thing I want to check out is if it's comparable to, say, one of the ranches you might have in Nevada. It really is not. You see a variety of women, and they are pretty darn exotic looking.
And attractive.
Now, this what is your typical customer like that comes in? Yeah, obviously you have to have a few shekels. You have to have a little disposable. Mm-hmm. But somebody who's, maybe lonely, looking for a Caribbean vacation with just a little added zing.
Yeah, I would say, someone looking to spend time with some company besides themselves and more attractive company at that. Mm-hmm. Our average gentleman, he's probably, I would say, mid-40s, somewhere between 40 and 50. Definitely successful.
Oh, you're talking about the show. When are we doing our remote broadcast down there? I'm very curious about that. So it's men with some disposable income that go down there. Now, is this a resort where you have all the normal other stuff that goes with a Caribbean resort?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Dominican Republic is, it's a beautiful place. I live here year-round, and it's 85, 90 degrees the entire year round, probably about 300 days of sun.
And are you a married guy yourself, or are you passionately single?
Well, anyone who's been to the website would not think any wife would allow her husband to work here. So no, I'm single.
You're a single guy, and is there golf included in this? Just out of curiosity.
There's golf nearby. It's not included, but there's a couple of excellent golf courses nearby.
Now, when you get down there, and obviously this is a family show, so we don't want to go into too much detail. Well, Buzz, do you have a little bit more here?
Well, you asked about activities, Mike.
Yes, I did. Jason, hold on. Here's another commercial.
Enjoy the superb weather, sunbathing on our clothing-optional private beach and pool, water sports, fishing, golf,
water sports,
gourmet food, and female entertainment. Paradise is where your secret fantasies can become reality. You may even have a romantic vacation with one of our young models, or meet the wild woman of your dreams.
You ever have any of the customers come down there, Jason, and actually leave the island with a, with a woman that wants to get out of the business?
Well, believe it or not, I just had someone announce the other day that they were getting married. They had met one of the girls about 3 months ago and fell head over heels in love.
Wow.
And, got engaged, and they're, trying to get married now.
Wow. Well, but let's make no mistake about it. I mean, if you're going down there, you're not going down there to find a wife. You're actually going down there just for a little R&R.
Correct. I mean, a lot of guys joke they're coming down to find their next ex-wife, but not their...
Bada-bing. Now, walk me through this, Jason. I pay my fee. This is my fee here, Wade. I pay the fee for this, and I come down to your resort. Does somebody meet me at the airport?
Someone meets you at the airport. We actually arrange for VIP service inside the airport, so they grab you pretty much right when you get off the plane, take care of your luggage, customs, paperwork, all that.
We have a listener that calls on a semi-regular basis to the show who might have a question for you. Would you entertain a call from a listener?
Sure.
Okay, let's speak to Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, there he is.
Who's traveled the world.
How you doing?
Robert, you are a world traveler. Do you have a question for Jason X from the Viking Exotic Resorts?
Yeah, bro, I've been to the Dominican Republic, and I want to know something. If the chick is, say, less than a 10, say a 5, did the prices go down?
Robert, the phone, it's terrible. Is your question if the situation with that, Jason?
Hello?
Jason, are you there? Hold on a second. Did we lose Jason, can you hear me?
We got dumped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for the BB.
Yeah, perhaps for that horse racing thing.
I'm not saying Buzz Burbank.
Bethann.
We cannot say that. I'm just told.
Apparently not.
I just said it again.
Perhaps not in that context.
Well, I'm talking about horseback riding.
Yes.
If I'm talking about horseback riding. So is that one of those deals where everybody did it at the same time? Now, can Jason hear me when we're talking, when he's on hold?
No.
But if we're quiet, it'll ramp up real quick.
Oh, let's be quiet. In this day and age, it is so very, very difficult to get the delay to ramp back up.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here are some questions I have, Bethann, for you. Yeah. When something like this happens, and we've got a very controversial guest on the phone, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Can someone let me know how much time it's going to take for this type of thing to ramp up? And
it varies.
Does it help if I'm doing what I'm doing right now?
Mm-hmm. It helps if we're quiet.
But you can't be quiet on the radio. you understand.
No, but what we want is small periods of silence with no ambient noise.
Lots of pauses. You mean such as?
Jim Rohn.
She did it again.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. There's nothing like a woman coming in and snatching your line right out. Have you been a compulsive effing sentence finisher your entire life?
Yes, I told you that. If you
do, you know it's a disease.
I learned it from
it's a
my
disease
family.
Like Robert might get when he's down wherever he is.
Please help.
Now, how much more time do we have to
Are
wait?
Are we back?
Not yet.
how do we? Here's a question I have. This is a logistical question that
yes.
I have. When we are waiting for the delay to ramp back up, Rob Spiewak, is there any way of, like, knowing how much time is left?
In the ramping?
Yes.
As far as the ramping goes, there is no way to know.
That sucks so totally.
But we're back.
Okay.
Jason, I'm very sorry.
Because no problem.
I hope you were enjoying all of that. Yeah, there's certain things you can say and you can't say on the radio. But we got the delay back and everything's fine now. And Beth Ann doesn't have to finish my sentences anymore.
I would like to say thanks to Robert for calling in.
Yes, thanks, Robert. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Can you tell me your neighbor?
His question, though, which you have to handle delicately. Down there, I'm sure.
Safe sex.
All precautions are taken, right? It's safe sex environment?
Yeah, all precautions are taken. I mean, everyone is different about what they like and don't like in the bedroom, and girls and gentlemen are no different in that regard.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is, though, his question seems somewhat legit to me in that, obviously, when you've got all these women that are down there, you probably have the more popular women, and is there any kind of... you know, battle, like if, say, four guys show up and you've got four women available for the week, do you have, you know, controversies when this happens?
How does that work?
You know, honestly, that pretty rarely happens. I mean, he was talking about, you know, what happens if you get there and you get set up with a five, you know, out of ten, I'm presuming.
I saw a lot of tens on your website. Yeah. How many women work at the resort?
Typically, we have between 10 to 12, and we only take about 6 to 8 gentlemen. So, really, you know, you're talking on a worst-case scenario, you might walk in and there's... 7 other gentlemen there, and there's still 5 ladies free.
And you don't employ fives, right?
No, we don't. We don't. I mean, you've seen the website. We don't. Right. I mean, we're not bringing in fat chicks, you know, for guys to meet. There's plenty of those in America.
Let me tell you, we were having a discussion about this the other day. You might want to think about
some
that.
Some guys dig that.
You might want to have a little, you know, a little segment, maybe a larger bungalow that's located,
a reinforced
that's located
bungalow.
On the beach. Buzz, is there any more information on here on the website that you want to share with us?
On arrival at our splendid villa, you and your friends are greeted by an extraordinary welcoming party. A stunning array of attractive, sensual women selectively picked from the most exotic regions of the world. These beautiful girls, between 18 and 26 years of age, exhibit only the finest qualities that we feel our clients have come to appreciate.
All right, let's talk about the law, Jason. What's the law down there? Everything on the up and up? You're perfectly within the confines of the law down there?
Of discretion. You know, it's the Dominican Republic is a very open-minded place compared to the United States. You're not going to become the next Elliot Spitzer if you come down here. You're going to be pretty free to do what you like.
What is it if somebody's coming down, they want to bring like a camcorder? What's the rule on that?
No, it's pretty much open. I mean, as long as everyone knows about it. I mean, if it's if the camcorder's hidden away in the closet and no one knows they're being filmed, you know, that's a no-no. But you know, the girls are usually pretty open to having their photo and video taken.
Nice.
Some of the guests are nervous, obviously, because everyone is coming and they want it to be private and discreet. So to speak.
Rob Spiewak, you had a question for Jason X?
Jason, I think one of the most intriguing aspects of this business is your inability to provide us with a last name. What does your family think that you do for a living?
My family knows that I'm managing a resort in the Dominican Republic.
And that's true.
Now,
do they ever say, we really should come down and see you, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, well, I did have that a couple times. You know, what's the website address? What's, you know, what's things like that? Uh-huh. And, you know, I played the dance, and no, it's very exclusive, and no, it's too expensive.
Now, obviously, you've been on Playboy TV, so you've had exposure here in the States, and were you there when some of these camera crews have come by? And this is a kind of a strange sticky wicket you're in here. Obviously, you want to keep it on the DL as far as the family. Are you ever thinking about maybe, just spilling the beans at some Thanksgiving and letting them know what's going on?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm seeing my family for Thanksgiving. I doubt this will come up in conversation. But,
Well, let's say you have, 6-7 glasses of wine before the turkey arrives, and you decide, is it a pretty uptight situation with your familia?
No, you know, my parents are both, they're both of the attitude, as long as I'm happy, that's really the most important thing.
And boy, are you happy. Who's in charge of the interview process when you're bringing in new girls?
That's actually the owner. The owner gets that benefit. I'm usually in charge of managing them, which is not quite as fun.
Now, does the owner keep it on the down low also, or can you talk about the owner? I really feel like, Jason, I just don't want to get you like with a bullet in your brain before is over.
Well, actually, he's a pretty private guy. He's been doing this for about 10 years.
Hey, Jason, you go on a radio show and talk about me.
He's a so bad.
You're in trouble now. Is he an American?
No, he's not. He's actually European.
Oh, all right.
He's pretty laid back.
So tell us about the amenities at the resort. There, I'll ask you a nice softball question that a general manager at any resort would be asked. Tell us about the amenities. What do you have when you go down to this resort?
So you've got your own room. You've got a king size bed. You've got your own private bath.
Air conditioned.
Of course, air conditioned. Of course.
TV.
TV, DVD player.
What kind of showers?
Satellite TV. I don't know. Commando 8. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know what you would call the brand of a shower, but
no. I mean, like, do you have like nice tile bathrooms and stuff like that?
Yeah. No, actually, yeah. We have marble. We have marble baths.
That's what I was asking. Yeah. See, that's good. Marble baths.
Yeah, not bad.
While we're on the subject of that, Jason, let's speak in sort of a veiled code here. Mike mentioned the delicious food, and I wanted to know if you had an all-you-can-eat special down there.
We do.
That's Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking in code, of course.
Wow.
I suppose it really depends on what kind of cuisine is on your menu, but, as there's obviously different cultures that you may want to experience.
And Jason, I just want to say what's charming about this interview.
Who doesn't like Chinese?
Is your slight discomfort with this interview is actually making me even more intrigued. Mm-hmm. Are you at liberty to discuss rates for this type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because, it is expensive. I think I should tell everybody it's very, very expensive if you want to do this type of thing.
But you get what you pay for.
Yes, quality costs money, Rob.
It does, Michael Merrick.
How much does it cost if a guy wants to go down there for a week?
Well, we have packages that start at
$3,900. Oh, my God! No, I'm kidding.
What are you doing?
I'm joking, of course. Yes. $3,900?
$3,900, and it goes up for the all-you-can-eat menu to $7,900.
I have to remember, somebody's got their finger on the delay. If I go to your resort and say I would like more than one person, that's how you raise the rates?
Yeah, well, the first thing is you'd have to find our website, and I don't know if I can give the website.
Beth Ann, is it okay for me to give the website on the air? Because it says if you're 18 or older, right? Beth Ann McBride, in my headphones or somewhere else?
No. She's checking.
She's checking right now. Well, thanks for putting it on the sheet where I could have just read it anyway.
Let me ask
if you're 18 or older, you can go to the website. We'll give that to you if we can in a second.
Jason, while you're on the subject of cost, you said that it starts at $3,900 and then up for an all-you-can-eat special.
I just want to say I'm fascinated that Rob Spiewak is just very curious about this right now.
For the $3,900, how many trips to the salad bar do you get?
Well, you get one waitress, I would say.
Okay, for the whole time?
You can change every day.
Oh, you can. Okay. And these are you're spending time all the time you want with these people, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
These lovely ladies, and we can't say the website?
The website is Cat. 6-9.
.com.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for helping the show along there. Get out of here. God.
Okay. I am trying to help.
Damn. All right.
And, of course, all that information can be found at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yes, very good. We appreciate that.
Which you can
that.
Say in one Fell Swoop, Michael Marischal.
So what is the absolute motherload of money if somebody wants to I'm editing myself every five seconds. If you really want to shoot the moon, so to speak, there's an old 1920s term. What is the most expensive? How much money can I spend in a week if I want to?
Well, I mean, really, there would be no limit.
I mean, no limit.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could. I mean, we take up to a maximum of 9 guests. And what I have had guests do in the past is say, listen, I just want it. Pretty much, I want to be the only one at the buffet, you know, so, you know, I want to block out the entire resort for myself.
And that's happened? Like, you get a high roller that comes in and does that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's the most money somebody's ever spent at your resort? You know that. Please answer that question.
I definitely know that. Well, let's see. I can actually look it up.
Okay.
Over the last 3 years, I would say the person who spent the most money at our resort is about $175,000.
Wow.
For a week?
Wow.
No. That's over 3 years.
$150,000.
Now, here's an important question.
Yes, go ahead, Buzz.
Do you welcome couples at the resort?
We do. Couples can be a little tricky at times just because...
I know where Buzz is spending his next vacation.
Yeah, and he's hoping that he brings Mike.
Yeah, I'll be the couple.
That's not what I had in
mind. No, he means, you know, like husbands and wives can come down there also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. I mean, we don't get them all the time, and the resort is generally single gentlemen.
Jason, do you have those drinks with the little umbrellas in them?
We don't have a little umbrella store here.
Oh, you got to get that. You got to get that. Little tiny umbrellas in the drinks. I love that.
And Jason, that's what's missing.
And just for fun, how old of a guy are you, Jason?
I'm 38.
38 years old.
You're
must
doing
be
pretty cool. well for yourself.
Cool. Having the time of your life. Have you been in the hotel business your whole life?
I have not. I was in computer software before I got into this.
And how long have you been
now
doing
he's
it?
Into hardware.
How long you been? How long you been at Viking Resorts?
About 3 years.
3 years, and no chance you're leaving anytime soon, right?
Not anytime soon. I like what I do.
Good for you.
All right. Well, I think the plan is, Jason, that, you know, obviously you do like the publicity at the Viking Resorts. You've been on Playboy TV. So, you know, just to get together with our producer, Beth Ann, and we'll plan the entire remote broadcast down there.
Okay. Sounds fantastic.
We look forward to it.
Have fun at Viking Resorts. And sounds incredible. And, you know, the website that we gave you very clandestinely there, it is cat69.com. That is the website. That's the way we have to say it. Thank you.
The number 9.
The number 6 and the number 9. Good luck with Viking Resorts. Anything else you want to add about somebody that might be planning their vacation down there, Jason?
Just anytime's a good time to come down for a vacation.
Anytime is a good time.
I agree.
We've had so much fun in this time and all that time. I'm not stealing that from Don. All right, Jason, thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with the resort.
Well, you're very welcome.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. He was nervous.
Jason asked.
Was he nervous because he was on the radio, or nervous because he didn't want his family to find out that he manages a Caribbean whorehouse?
Maybe both, but I have more respect for him for being nervous.
It was kind of neat. Yeah. So, you know, if you're into that
he
type of thing.
He answered every question.
Yes, and, he did.
Thanks for the delight. Robert, I swear to God, if you are listening to my voice, you will not be on this show until you get that cell phone situation fixed. Every single time, it is like this.
Do you think it's his technique?
It might be his technique. It might be his phone, but I'm not sure. I don't know because it just drives me insane.
Robert's technique.
But you know he's going to that resort. We love you, Robert, but just get the phone to work better, okay? All right, guys. Here it is.
Yes.
It's time. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't always have winners on the Power of 10. We may not have them for the next game, but we're going to try because it's been whittled down to the Power of 5.
Twice the entertainment in half the time.
877-365-3636. If you would like to play the Power of 5, get on the line to get on the air right now. We will not be giving away a free trip to the Viking Exotic Resorts. That will not be happening.
Get ready, America.
But we will be giving away $100 if you answer all 5 questions correctly.
Yes.
They're simply true or false, and we'll play the big game when we come back on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.